name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
May the grace of the God be with us all and forever and ever. Amen. Like we are celebrating today the Feast of St. Mary, and we are so happy always, not only you know that not only the Christians who celebrate the Feast of St. Mary, everyone loves St. Mary, and that's why everyone celebrates the Feast of St. Mary. And during the last two weeks, we meditate on the Theotokos and Theotokeiat. And all the Theotokeiat, as His Grace Bishop Booth yesterday, he talked about, if you want to know more about theology, go through the Theotokeiat. And go to study the Theotokia and the Midnight Phrase, and you will know more about Christ, know more about the theology. It's easy. It's very easy to know about God through praising. That's why there is a beautiful title. Today we'll talk about a beautiful title. About the Virgin Mary, you may hear many times without stopping to understand it, which is the knowledge of Ezekiel. During the praise of St. Mary, we say the knowledge of Ezekiel. And what is the knowledge of Ezekiel? What does it mean? So Ezekiel saw a very mysterious vision. He saw a chariot, wheels within wheels, living creatures, and above the chariot, the glory of God. So he saw a vision with a chariot, mystery vision. So a chariot, wheels within wheels, living creatures, and above the chariot, the glory of God. And Ezekiel, he was looking to this vision, and he was, it's mystery. What is that? And he didn't understand anything. He was looking to that, like, what is that exactly? I don't know. And he was looking then, and after that, we understood that it is the vision looked St. Mary, and this is the mystery of St. Mary. She is a chariot. The Lord Himself came and dwelled within her. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And the one who was seated above the chariot is like in Ezekiel visions, became incarnate and was carried in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The mystery of Ezekiel. And he was looking to St. Mary, and he was like, I don't know, what is that, what is vision? And after a while, we understood, what is the knowledge of Ezekiel? Virgin Mary is a revelation of the hidden mystery. So, there is always mysteries, but we always hidden, something hidden. And if we want to know Christ, we have to go through St. Mary first, and we will understand exactly them, who is Christ. In Ezekiel 44:2, it's written, this gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it, therefore it shall be shut. And what is the gate? The gate is Virgin Mary. The Lord entered through her. She carried God, the Word, in her womb, and she remained a virgin. If I wanted to go through to know the incarnation, so I have to go through Virgin Mary in first to know the details of the incarnation, the meaning of incarnation. That's why St. John in chapter 1:14, he said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Think about this. The one whom heaven cannot contain entered the womb of a young woman. Again, we have to meditate. We have to look over on the incarnation. The Creator entered His creation. The invisible became visible. The eternal became a man. And the Virgin Mary became the place where this mystery happened. That's why it's the mystery of Ezekiel. It's a mystery. That's why when we wanted to know more about God and the incarnation, we have to go through St. Mary first. That's why St. Cyril of Alexandria defended the title of Theotokos. If someone come to you and say, like Sayyidina like explained yesterday, if someone came to you and say, like, this is, it's a mother of Jesus Christ. No, it's a mother of God. Theotokos. That's why Saint Cyril of Alexandria defended the title. And he said, Saint Cyril of Alexandria, he said, I am amazed that some are altogether in doubt as to whether the Holy Virgin should be called Theotokos or not. I repeat again what Saint Cyril said. I am amazed that some are altogether in doubt as to whether the Holy Virgin should be called Theotokos or not. Like his doubt, like why? There is no doubt about that. She is the Mother of God, Theotokos. So why it's important to understand this is the Mother of God? Because our understanding of Mary is connected to our understanding of Christ. That's why he truly took flesh, as Satan explained, took flesh from her. So she is the Mother of God incarnate. Another point, the Virgin Mary teaches the power of the hidden life. What a hidden life. We have our hidden life, our spiritual hidden life inside us. Between me and between God should have a hidden spiritual life. Saint Mary, she has this hidden life between her, between God. We didn't know about her life before. We knew that she went to the altar, the temple, and she was serving there for 12 years. And what she did, what she has to do, what she was praying, we don't know. Only simply we know that she was a young and simple girl, lived quietly, she prayed, worshipped, and she loved God's word, humble, and she had a life, her life was totally hidden. And when the angel came for an annunciation, he said, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you." Mary, the quiet person, she was very quiet. And we never heard her voice before. She said, "My soul magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." How come such a quiet girl, and we didn't hear her voice before, she has this voice, and she opened her voice with all these words. You know what, when you go to, especially in the monasteries, and spend time there, you feel like all the monks were so quiet, they're not talking. And when you ask for a wisdom word, for example, from any father, "Please, can you give me a word of wisdom?" And just he opened his mouth, and he has a wisdom, a lot of wisdoms. How come? This is the relationship between me and between God. It's not necessary to talk a lot. It's not necessary, for example, to present yourself. "I'm good in a service. I'm a good servant." Or, for example, like, "I'm a good deacon." No, I'm not that. It's not necessary to do that. The world ask us to do this. Simply, like, you have to show yourself how much your power you have, how much you are, like, for example, in good position. But God wasn't asked to do this at all. Saint Mary, she has this life hidden. That's why the gospel said Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And again, he said in Luke 2:51, his mother kept all these things in her heart. Do not be afraid from to be hidden in your life. Like your life should be hidden. The world, as I said, tell us to be seen, to be noticed, and ask us to do, like, let people know what you are doing. For example, if anyone do a service, so come, like, show everyone, like, "I do this service." Rare to find people who are serving hidden. Or if anyone do anything, show himself, "I did this." Saint Mary never did this. Christianity said, build something that only God knows about. Your prayer that nobody sees. Your repentance, nobody knows. Your service, nobody thanks you for. Your forgiveness that nobody recognizes. Your tears, nobody sees. I love in the Coptic church, like, yeah, we beat our chest all the time, like when we are sick, we're like sown, something like that. But I have to ask myself first, I'm doing this to show that I'm praying. Show the people I'm praying. Or I do this because I really need the forgiveness. That's why Jesus said, your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. The spiritual person is full inside and quiet outside. When you see someone is talking a lot, he tries to show himself. But the quiet person is always full spiritually from inside, like St. Mary exactly. Doesn't speak much. But when happened during the wedding of Cana of Galilee, she said, whatever he says to you, do it. She always put her finger to Christ. She's always looking to Christ. Never she said, okay, I'm telling you to do that. She never said that before. Whatever he says to you, do it. And she never, that's why I have to ask myself. I'm always asking the people do whatever I want, or I do what I want, or I do what Christ wants from me. The Virgin was not trying to draw attention to herself. She always pointed people towards Christ. St. John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease. In my life, I do everything according to my will, or I depend on God. That's why the Spirit, that St. Mary, she never competed with her son. She's always saw the glory of herself. She always say, look at him. When I talk to anyone, I talk about myself or I talk about Christ. When I talk with my kids at home, my words come from the Bible or my words come from me. I show them Christ or I show them myself. I show them the humility or I show them I am your father or I am your mother. And you should obey me. That's it. The Virgin Mary also had deep understanding of the meaning of suffering. So imagine her standing and she, her son is being mocked, her son is being beaten, crucified, treated as a criminal. And St. John said, now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. And she was in silence. Because she knows that there is during our life we pass through temptation. But she knows after temptation there is a resurrection. Don't have a fear if you go through temptation, through some issues in your life. All everything, according to his will, helped me in my life. And after the temptation, there is resurrection. That's why when we said the knowledge of Ezekiel, let us ask some questions. If the Virgin Mary is called the knowledge of Ezekiel, what is the hidden knowledge of God? What do you know about God that comes from your personal relationship? Like, that's why I have to ask myself, what is the hidden relationship between me and between him? What is my secret with God? When nobody's watching, I pray, or I'm only pray because I should pray before the other people. In Colossians, then Paul said, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your greatest treasure may be the part of your life that nobody sees." What I should learn today from Samiri? Samiri physically carried Christ within her. But Tim Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "Christ lives in me." Christ lives in me. Nowadays we are forgot that Christ lives within in me. Nowadays we imitate the world, so we imitate something from outside. Even we changed a lot. We have a lot of change in our life. Sometimes we imitate the world from outside and inside. The words, how we are talking, what we are wearing. But we forgot what the meaning of Christ in me. That's why I have to ask myself, does Christ live in me? I ask myself again, can people see Christ in my patients? How I'm treating the other people? Can they see Christ in my forgiveness or not? When they see me, they see I'm humble or I'm proud of myself? My kids see Christ in me or not at home? So that's why we should ask, when I enter a room, does Christ enter with me or not? St. Mary, she became a maidservant, and yesterday His Grace explained it. She started her life with Christ. She said, "I totally maidservant. I'm totally will be a maidservant." That's why today I have to understand, I have to say to God, I am not taking myself as I'm proud of myself. No, I wanted to be your maidservant. I wanted to be your son in first or your daughter, but I'm your maidservant. Whatever you want to tell me, I will do it. The problem sometimes I feel that I want to do what I want to and I need what I need, but I'm not asking God. That's why when you do anything, ask God in first to help you to do it, to give you the wisdom to do it. Finally, if I talk about the Virgin Mary, the knowledge of Ezekiel, she reveals to us the hidden mystery of Christ. Believe me, if you wanted to go through Christ and to know Christ and the theology, go through St. Mary and her life and you will know who is Christ. She is a chariot, carry the king, and I want to carry Christ inside me. She is a closed gate through which the Lord entered. And I wanted to keep Christ inside me and close the gate. She was the mother of God and she was a humble servant. I hope to imitate her to be a humble servant. She's a woman of silence. And Saint Arsenius, he said, "I hope that I wanted to talk more because I know that I did a lot of mistakes when I talked." So that's why my deepest relationship with God should be hidden. And I have to ask myself, what does God see in me? When St. Mary was praying in the altar, God saw her heart and chose her among the women to come to incarnate and to take the flesh from her. And I wanted to ask myself, I am ready, God, to come inside me every time. Okay, if St. Mary, she's talking about that she received Christ inside her womb, I am taking Christ every day from the altar. So my question is, I'm ready, like St. Mary, to take Christ inside me? God chose her among the women. And he chose me too, among all the people, to be a Christian, to take the Holy Spirit in the baptism, to be ready. So he chose me among everyone, and the Holy Spirit dwells inside me, and I'm ready to take the communion from the altar. That's why he said, Jesus said, your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. So let Christ be the hidden treasure of the heart. May the intercession of the Holy Lady, the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the knowledge of Ezekiel be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We exalt you, O worthily. نعظمك باستحقاق معالي صابت نسيبتك المباركة أنت في النساء ومباركة هي ثمرة بطنك أربرز بفينا ريا ترنت ثيوتوكوس Tobehemek shaisteree gon peniontes noepen patriarches baba vataandros biarenshere sentefkanen novinane voltobehemek shaisteree peniontes noepen zikeos ava bolos bebes kobos sentefkanen novinane voljefes maroten jefiot nemichiri nembebnevmaen soet
And so first to bros for me and carry a license when I miss me.
Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence was the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day was raised, according to Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father of the Son, who was glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Sin, forgive me and pray for me, absolve me, Father.